Hundreds of passengers were stranded at Kenya's main airport, Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, JKIA, after workers went on strike in protest against a planned takeover by the Indian business conglomerate, Adani Group. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The strike led to long queues, delayed, and cancelled flights on Wednesday morning. Union leaders later announced that workers would return to their duties after receiving assurances that the 30-year lease deal with the Adani Group would not be finalized without their input. They argued that the deal, which the government claims is necessary for upgrading the overcapacity airport, lacks transparency and could lead to job losses. Footage from Citizen TV showed airport workers chanting "Adani must go" while a police officer was seen hitting a protester with a baton. Among those stranded were international travelers, and the Zimbabwe men's football team, returning from an Africa Cup of Nations qualifier in Uganda. Some passengers expressed frustration over the lack of information, with one traveler, Wilmer Van Altena, describing the situation as chaotic and uncertain. "We have no idea when we'll get home," she said. Kenya Airways CEO Alan Kilavuka said only a third of the airline's scheduled flights had departed by Wednesday morning. Other airports in Kenya were also affected by the strike. The Kenya Aviation Workers Union, alongside the Law Society of Kenya and the Kenya Human Rights Commission, opposed the deal, raising concerns about handing over a strategic national asset to a private company. Their legal challenge led the High Court to halt the agreement, pending judicial review. The deal with Adani, which includes a $1.85 billion investment to improve airport facilities, has faced criticism due to allegations of corruption and the conglomerate's close ties with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Although the Adani Group has denied these claims, the company is under investigation following accusations of stock manipulation and fraud by a US-based investment firm last year. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.